Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. As Representative Gabrielle Giffords recovers from a bullet shot through her brain, it might be wise to remember exactly why this was possible, who the people were in the last 10 years that have made such a moment likely, indeed, almost predictable. First, Michelle Bachmann, Minnesota Republican. Quote, I want people in Minnesota armed and dangerous on this issue of the energy tax because we need to fight back. Sharon Angle, Republican Senate candidate. I hope that's not where we're going, but you know, if this Congress keeps going the way it is, people are really looking toward those Second Amendment remedies and saying, my goodness, what can we do to turn this country around? I'll tell you, the first thing we need to do is take Harry Reid out. Stephen Brodin, Tea Party-backed Texas GOP congressional candidate. Quote, our nation was founded on violence. The option is on the table. I don't think that we should ever remove anything from the table as it relates to our liberties and our freedoms. Glenn Beck, Fox News pundit, May 17, 2005. I'm thinking about killing Michael Moore, and I'm wondering if I could kill him myself or if I would need to hire somebody to do it. No, I think I could. I think he could be looking me in the eye, you know, and I could just be choking the life out of him. Ann Coulter, my only regret with Timothy McVeigh is that he did not go to the New York Times building. Rush Limbaugh, Obama's got a healthcare logo that's right out of Adolf Hitler's playbook. Adolf Hitler, like Barack Obama, also ruled by dictate. Finally, we have the example of Sarah Palin's Sarah PAC hit list for the 2010 congressional elections. A little rifle crosshair that indicates the targets that are supposed to be eliminated. Gabriel Giffords is about the third one down on the right. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.